Welcome to 5 Minute Friday on the Atomic Readers podcast. I'm your host and friend, Steve Fennell, and every Friday in just 5 minutes, I share with you what I'm reading, what I'm watching, and something I'm thinking about to help set you up for a thought-provoking and productive weekend. Okay, what am I reading? In episode 4, I shared the 4 books I'm reading in January. You can check out that episode. But aside from them, there's 2 I'm focused on right now. And the first is called Lessons for Living by Phil Stutz. And there's a documentary about him on Netflix. It was directed by Jonah Hill. It's called Stutz, S-T-U-T-Z. And this book has a collection of small essays on how to tackle life's difficulties. And the essays are short, it's easy to read, and I think this one is really good so far. The second book is one I bought for €3 in a charity shop recently called No Ordinary Time by Doris Kearns Goodwin. And it's about Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt around the time of World War II. And the story, the lessons, the prose, the whole book, it's unbelievable. And it is a Pulitzer Prize winning book. And when I first bought it, I came home, sat on the floor, and I just blitzed 50 pages in a blink. Now, it's 700 pages long, so just keep that one in mind. But I absolutely think from what I've read so far, about 100 pages in, that it's worth the time investment. So check that one out. What I'm watching, well, one I finished recently was Bad Surgeon. And it's on Netflix, and it's about a doctor, and I use that term really loosely. And he becomes famous when, with a classic God complex, he claims that he has a revolutionary way of doing windpipe transplants. And the issue is, everyone he operates on dies. They make a documentary about him at the time, and the producer falls in love with him. And then that turns into a whole fraud, romance, scam type thing. And just the whole documentary feels like complete fiction, but sadly for the victims, and you'll see them in it, it's actually all true. It's a really good watch, but it can be really hard at times as well. This week I started and have been binge watching Griselda on Netflix. And it's a true story about Colombian businesswoman, Griselda Blanco. She moves from Colombia to the United States and sets up one of the most profitable cartels in history, selling cocaine and drugs. And I don't mind admitting that when I saw Sofia Vergara in it, I was kind of put off because I'd watched a lot of Modern Family and her character Gloria is just shouty and loud and really obvious. But the way she acts in Griselda is like she's like a totally different actress. Unbelievably good. And I'm binge watching this, as I said, with my wife at the moment. And I just can't wait to get into it. It's fast paced. Constantly something is always happening. So that tension goes up and goes down. And she is the villain in it. But in a weird way, you're kind of rooting for her too. So watch that one. Highly recommend it. And lastly, something I'm thinking about is I'm trying to become more consistent and productive in 2024. And I referenced this in the first episode of the pod. And I thought recently about all the open loops I have in my life. If you're not familiar with that term, an open loop is basically a commitment to yourself or someone else, but which hasn't been fulfilled. So it might be a project you started or a book you've read the first chapter of or an intention that you've stated. Recently, I thought about all the open loops and then I went hard at them to turn them into closed loops. Basically, open to closed, not done to done. This helps to reduce the mental load and counteract the worry or the anxiety that kind of comes with open loops. You know, when you have things in your head that, oh, I need to get around to that, but you haven't. And so it helps to get things done. And it creates momentum as well by taking action. There is a 2-minute rule where you run through the open loops in your head. And if it takes less than 2 minutes to do, don't even write it down. Just do it immediately and get it done. If it takes longer than that, commit it to paper. For this weekend, why not consider thinking through all the open loops that you have and take some action against them? So run it over in your head and just think about what can I get done within 2 minutes and then note down the rest. And from there, it's really just a case of prioritization. And once you know what the priority is and in what order you're going to do it, then you just need to take action. And it's all about the action, because taking action helps to make the progress, and making progress makes us feel better. And so that's a win-win. All right, that's it for today's 5 Minute Friday. You now have something to read, something to watch, and something to do. So I hope you have an incredibly productive weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star rating, as this would be a great help too. Okay, thanks for listening to the Atomic Readers podcast. And remember, be kind, be persistent, be exceptional, and most of all, keep reading. Ciao.
Ask my family members. I'm a truly unhappy child when I don't have a good book to read right next to me.